For months now, presidential nominees Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have been trading jabs and insults.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Contribution will go up, as will Donald's, assuming he can't figure out how to get out of it. But what we want to do is to replenish the Social Security Trust Fund.
And there's no shortage of that kind of hostility at their rallies, especially the ones featuring Trump. Paula Riggs, a Trump supporter from Marion, says she's been well aware of the bickering.
I taught for 34 years, and sometimes it looks like a middle school fight.
But to Riggs, voting for Trump means voting for the conservative platform she supports. She also has some harsh thoughts on Clinton.
I feel like she has lied so many times that if it was anyone else, even if she wasn't in prison, she wouldn't be running for office. And how can we allow that to happen?
But that's not an unusual sentiment to hear at a Trump rally. What is unique is that Riggs says all of this just feet away from Polly Pullable of Cincinnati, who happens to be a Clinton supporter. Pullable says Clinton will be more inclusive as president.
I think we do have to work together. I think we have to. We're a nation of immigrants. We have to work together. We have to talk to both sides. I don't think you're going to solve anything by just putting one person down.
Polly and Paula aren't just friends who happen to find themselves on opposing ends of this election. They're also identical twin sisters. Paula, a reliably Republican voter, says she likes Trump's stances against Planned Parenthood and gun control. She also supports his foreign policies. Now, Polly, who regularly votes Democratic, sides with Clinton on issues like immigration, moderate gun control, and LGBT rights. As Paula explains, this is a political gap the sisters have dealt with for years.
And we do disagree. I mean, we've had fights over the guns. We've had fights over the abortion issues. We've had fights over a lot of the things that he stands for.
And discussions.
And I mean, I feel that, like, she tries to back stuff up with facts, and I feel I have facts, but it's how you interpret the facts.
An example of the latest disagreement between the sisters comes from Donald Trump's theory that the election might be rigged. Polly thinks those claims can be dangerous, but Paula thinks there is cause for concern.
Even if the election's not close and he would lose, you know, he's blamed everybody else all along. Everything that's happened, he never takes blame for anything. So
I think there's proof the election's rigged. I mean, not the election's rigged, but there's voter fraud.
Even though Paula and Polly have their disagreements, the sisters believe it's important to have these kinds of relationships to better understand the world they're living in. And, as Polly adds, it gives them more perspective.
You have to listen to both sides of the issue to know what your beliefs are. You know, I'm not going to just be against somebody because they're Republican or because they're Democrat. You got to hear the issues.
Even though this presidential race has seemed to cause more bitterness than usual among political rivals, Polly swears it hasn't done anything to hurt their relationship as sisters. But I did have one more question.
What's Thanksgiving dinner like?
We don't discuss politics.
Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.